Hello, I'm Charlie Converse with KPCRadio.com.
And you're listening to...
Green Talk.
It's not counterculture anymore. It's about time...
Hello, it's 11 a.m. on Wednesday, May 26th, and this is Green Talk, an inside look at our local marijuana industry leading up to next year's election. I'm in the studio at L.A. Pierce College, as usual, but today I'm joined by Matt Gottesman. Matt is our program director at KPCRadio.com. He's the overseer of the studio, the guy on the other side of the glass, and the deciding factor on whether or not this show would ever air. An aspiring radio professional, welcome to Green Talk, Matt.
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks for having me on.
You are welcome. You're always here with us, regardless of you being on the show or not. You're like the mysterious figure over there.
I guess so, yeah.
So why did you let me do this show?
Well, I did this last semester for, I thought, the good hosts who needed a show on topics that I thought were, I could contribute to. I thought you could use a guest, and I wanted to be on, frankly. It is a bit of a conflict of interest.
Oh, I meant like this whole show. Like, why did you give me permission to do this and let me get myself involved in this?
Why wouldn't I?
Commit myself to eight great fun episodes. Well, this is the eighth, so I haven't gotten through it yet.
Well, really, why would it ever cross my mind to not?
I got the gist from some of the other staff members that it wouldn't be allowed.
Really?
Like Mario, he looked at me like, that's probably not going to work.
And yeah, he's not a staff member.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
He's a student, me.
You were very open-minded about it.
I guess so. It's news. It's like you say in the intro, it's about... It's trying to address the upcoming elections, and that's at least something pertinent. And I guess marijuana can be, of course, it is a controversial topic and its legalization, but it's also in terms of as an audience, it's relevant. I don't see why it wouldn't be.
Did you honestly have your doubts that I would make it this far?
Only insofar as you are the first host to propose a show having to do with marijuana and see it through to the end of the semester. No other host has made it past a shower, as far as I know, since KPCRadio.com started, I think, 2010, 2011. So I've been told no other pot host has made it through the whole semester.
I think it's an issue of ambition.
Could be.
Mainly.
To be fair, a lot of shows don't. it's just that you made it this far in any topic is good.
Well, let's hear a little bit about you.
Okay.
How you ended up here, where you got your education, what you're doing. What are you doing, Matt?
That's a great question. I got my education. I came to Pierce a few years ago and discovered the media arts department. And I've been a writer my whole life, and I love sound. And when I came here, I wasn't really keen on news or reporting, but when I found the Roundup and I started to immerse myself in learning how to write news, the inverted pyramid and all the styling and AP, it really got me. As a writer, as a person in general, I don't have a lot of focus, and I think what Journalism 101, 202, and writing for the Roundup and helping for the Roundup did for me was I was able to focus my writing, to consolidate it into something much more punchy and meaningful and useful in terms of reporting the news, which is something I've come to really like and enjoy and think about a lot. And I guess I was invited, someone mentioned to me this KPCRadio.com thing, and I came on a few semesters ago with Speakeasy, where the voice of the valley is heard.
You started as a guest then?
I started as a host.
Yeah,
and I hosted that Speakeasy show, and that's also when I really discovered the spoken word community at all, and that was a whole other thing that set off with my life. And
you still do that?
Yeah, I do. I like it a lot. I found out I've been a drummer for a long time, and I like being able to go onto a stage and not having to lug a drum set around.
You got a band?
I do. We are called T Call Sun, and we're a native alternative outfit, as labeled, or I guess as my guitarist and the mastermind of the band calls it.
Yeah. So you started off just kind of up in the air, ended up at the journalism department.
Yeah.
You voted into this position as program director, is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, I ran unopposed both semesters, but I did have to go before a board, and there were some doubts about me the first semester for sure. And I always remember when Jeff Favre at the end of the interview went, "Matt, I believe in you," and I was like, that stuck with me. Because I really, the previous semesters, I didn't land everything, but at the end of the semester before that, I think I really, I committed myself to this, and I'm trying to make that stick.
And now you're here.
Yeah.
On Green Talk.
Yeah.
Awesome. We managed to go 8 episodes without a single curse word. However, AC, the program director, did give a pretty detailed description on how to smoke a bong rip at the end of the episode. And I thought that was pushing the boundaries a little bit. What do you think about that?
Was that the guy who came in here with the dog? Was it?
Yes.
All right, yeah. I actually clicked on that episode last night in reviewing a bunch of the episodes. I didn't finish it, and I don't remember that description. But again, like your previous question, and not to sound, I have to answer it with a question. Why would that be too much?
Well, is anything too much? What are
Yeah, I mean,
what are your limits here?
You can't be too indecent. You cannot, obscenities. You can't do or stuff that is really just off color, not thought out. And I guess people hit bongs. Like maybe they want to hear about hitting a bong, like, and how to do it. Actually, do I have my water here? I left it outside. Shucks. Oh, well.
You can't make a bong out of that, unfortunately.
No.
Not in the studio here, Matt.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
What are some other controversial show ideas that people?
I want to hear. Was the bong rip description like terribly? What was it like? Did he just say what to do?
Oh, here we go again. Yeah, he's like, well, you want to make sure that you have as little air in the chamber as possible, and as little air combining with the smoke as possible, because the combined air with the smoke creates a harshness and a staleness that is unfavorable. So what you have to do, and he like kind of.
He's like almost hosting a cooking show. Like
exactly.
All right. I mean, I used to.
I wasn't going to stop him either. I mean, I was looking through the glass at you. And
what did I think? Did you remember my reaction? Was I listening?
No, I don't think you were listening. I was like, I hope he's not listening now.
I'm okay with that. I mean, I've heard I'm more concerned about, I guess, bad ideas and bad reporting, bad hosting. I shouldn't say bad, but stuff that doesn't get to a point. Stuff that isn't listenable, content that people don't want to hear. And at the base of it, I could be missing something. I just want to hear a host asking someone a question sincerely and a guest coming back with an answer that you can listen to. And that seems to fit it. Like, and there's people who out there probably went to their bongs afterwards, go, I'm going to try this. Like, okay, you help someone in a way. Figure out how to use a bong better.
I suppose you could see it in that light. So, what are these, like I said, what are these shows from the past that have been either like denied permission or kind of had some on-air screw-ups where they couldn't go on or?
On-air screw-ups that can't go on there haven't been too many of those. There's just been people being childish in the booth and I've had to, those have been exceptions. Not too many of them where I'm just like, this is not a show, please leave. But that's not even like an entire, show. Like an episode is probably just one or two. And
it probably never makes it to the light of day.
Not that one, but the other episodes would. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not so much concerned about, so long as it's relevant, like I said, how do I put this? I'm more concerned in like culturing or like having people figure out just feeling their way through being in a room with microphones going out to people somewhere and making the conversation happen. Like, so long as it's listenable, that's hard enough to do. So far as controversial topics, I mean, I hate to be kind of a purist about this, but it's news.
Like, nothing too controversial?
So long as it's presented in the right way, like, as a reporter, ideally, I'm supposed to remove my opinion from whatever's going on at all and just be the frame, be the publisher. Like, as a reporter, my main thing to do is just, what do I hit publish on? Not so much, how do I write it? Like, that's a bit more ethos. That's a bit more to do with the radio, actually, is like how we say things, right? Our tone. But if I'm speaking like strict news, it's what do I put out there? The hard part isn't really the writing. The hard part is the reporting, if that makes sense.
Right. So I guess the what you really want to avoid is topics that aren't controversial enough.
Depends. It goes both ways. If I just want to agree with something or I don't know, just want to give some petty, easy listening, that's probably not as important, but still, we're college radio. We got room to experiment.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do I make you nervous?
No. Do I feel? I probably look nervous.
No.
Okay.
No. It's just your studio, and I thought, if I can make you nervous on my show, in your studio, well, not your studio.
I am highly caffeinated and...
You are...
and under nutritioned, if that's a word. I need food. I don't need water. It's all right. I'm doing good.
That's the radio diet, dude.
It's been my diet for a bit, yeah.
So, I understand that you are sober. Is this true?
Yeah, I am.
And when was the last time you smoked weed?
Oh, last time I smoked weed was September 9th of 2010.
Oh.
Yes.
You have the exact date.
Yeah, I do. I like to say that I am a really bad multitasker. I'm either getting high or doing anything else. And I figured that out after a lot of trial and error, and I like my life better when I'm sober. I get stuff done. That's about it. I do one or the other, and I've proven that to myself.
So on this September 9th, did you have like a goodbye drugs ceremony? How did that work?
Wouldn't you like to think? No. All right, I guess I could describe this. I was driving a Scion XB at the time. Boy, do I want to say this on air. And I remember I had left some weed, and I was smoking, in like a compartment of it. And there was just a little bit left. It wasn't even in a bag. It was just there, like in a cup holder or something. And I picked it out, and I put it on the end of a cigarette. I smoked at the time, cigarettes too, and hit it. And I was like, done. That's it. I'm picking it out of a cup holder.
You felt pathetic.
It felt done. Put it that way.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's nothing wrong with that. What about the first time you smoked weed?
Oh, okay. Matt, I remember you. It's not me, but it's a different Matt. It was the first time I ever got high. It was in his backyard, and he filled what he called a PHX, or he named it Felix. It was a bong that was, you know, 3-ish feet. It was percolated with 3 ice chambers. I remember that specifically. And he I milked it and cleared it 3 times. I've never coughed that hard in my entire life, really.
Oh.
I remember running around his house ecstatically and playing his drums like a doofus, just like bleh, spazzing. And like, yeah, that was
How about the pantry?
I was high for like 24 hours. Yeah, I finished a $6 burger, and I'm like, it's done. I remember that, too.
Oh, those pantries take a hitting on the...
I wasn't big on munchies. I don't know why. Like, I did a few times, but I don't know. Just never... I ate less, and I smoked less cigarettes when I was stoned.
Hmm.
Or something. I don't know. Just some people get it. Some people react to it differently. Some people get tired. Some people get excited. Depends on the weed, too.
Some people get addicted.
Yeah. It's true.
Do you have any thoughts on the addictive potential of marijuana?
Not much. No. Not too much. I mean, I'm not a scientist. I don't think any of the addiction, if you will, has to do with, for me, the drug, at least in terms of weed. Like, that's not very addictive, in my opinion. It has to do with what I'm doing, something going on inside me.
So it's more of the potential of the individual in your mind than the...
Again, like in my opinion, like, and or I should say just for me, yeah. But like there's obviously other substances out there that don't go like that.
Yeah, but, yeah. I find it to be at least slightly addictive, but then you have to ask yourself, well, what makes an addict? Is it an inherent gene, or is it a developed trait that you can build over time?
In my opinion, it's both. It's the main thing is, if I want to stop, can I? That's the rule of thumb. I wasn't able to, so that's it. I had to figure that out. It took a while.
Cold turkey?
A couple dozen hundred times, yeah. Cold turkey.
What's your, like, worst, I would say worst pot related experience, but yeah, first let's say pot related experience.
Worst?
Which, yeah, was there every time where you got nauseous?
Wonderful question. Yes, there were a bunch of bad ones. I turned 23 or 4 in the hospital in Santa Monica. We got 5 minutes left, by the way. I remember I had hallucinated. It was just weed. I had a spider bite on my leg, and I had to have someone drive me to the hospital, and I turned. I had my birthday there. It wasn't happening, but my heart rate was up like 150, 160, like high.
So what was the main issue here? The spider bite?
It didn't exist.
Oh.
Yeah, never happened.
I thought this was just like... It was in my head.
I was panicking. Yeah. You were just... It was a panic attack, I think, something along those lines.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
I've never experienced a panic attack.
I had a lot of good experiences, too. I mean, not that I could, like, name them in particular. Isn't this about an election?
That's kind of the thing with weed. It's like, oh, I have this great experience, but it's just...
What happened?
There are no words for it, and what happened?
By the way, I've revoked your title for this episode and named it Meryl What Now? I just let you know.
Oh, I had a good question for you.
I have.
If you had a bong, what would you name it? Would you name it?
Yeah.
And what is with naming bongs? What is up with that?
People like to name stuff. I don't know. I don't really think about that anymore. And I don't want to romanticize the thoughts about naming a bong right now.
I won't have you do that.
I have a story again of like my friend bought a zong, a big like hundreds of dollar thing, and named it Anakin. And the idea was before I accidentally sat on and broke it, we were going to name it Darth.
You sat on a bong?
I was high, excuse me.
Like, I was, did you tell that to the bong?
No, I didn't. I was in the car and it was like under a sweater or sweatshirt or something. And I heard a clink and I got up and like, oops. But yeah, the idea was it was going to be named Darth when it got darker. That was funny.
Jedi.
I don't know. I thought it was funny. I'm not big into Star Wars, but that was the gist.
Oh, I'm not either, but I get it.
Yeah, crafty. Clever.
Yeah, there's a... Man, there are some crazy bong names out there.
I guess so. Isn't this supposed to be about an election?
No.
No?
This is about our finale, our KPC radio goodbye for Green Talk for this semester.
All righty.
And your contribution to the show.
Neat. Are you coming back?
If I'm coming back to this school, I will be coming back to KPC Radio.
Sweet.
.com.
thank you.
I just wanted to take a minute to thank all the guests that have joined us and paint pictures of all these wonderful people. Kyle Cushman from Buds and Roses came in the first day, started the show off really strong and helped motivate me to continue doing it. He's got some strong philosophies around marijuana, which are very interesting. Bea LeGrand from Edibles List LA, she also came in and dropped a wealth of knowledge, which was fun. Augie Glass, my first glass-blowing contact, and a very cool person as well. Awesome to have in here. The clinic caregivers, Ian Lee from there. I am waiting to hear about the follow-up on their LA Weekly news article that was there. Reggae Upon the Mountain, Brooks Ellis. Hip-Hop Philosophy... .com. AC, the program director, thank you for your description on how to smoke a bong rip. And Cyrus from Leafhead. And finally, Matt and the whole KPC Radio staff and our listeners. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Charlie, for being here.
Yeah, my pleasure. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming out of your dwellings.
It's fun. I want to be on the other side of the microphone sometimes.
Through the glass and into the wild weed world.
There's a pun there, isn't it?
It is.
Somewhere.
It is.
We can find it.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. Our program director, Matt Gottesman.
Yo.
This has been Green Talk, non-biased, in-depth coverage. We'll say an inside look, actually, at our local marijuana industry leading up to next year's election. For KPCRadio.com, I'm Charlie Converse. Now Diana knows all about weed.
And me a little bit.
Yeah. Thank you, man.